Unit 1.15, Exercise 3, page 33.
Moscow schools. Go social. In the 21st century, it is nearly impossible to stay invisible. The rapid growth of the internet and other information technologies enables organizations like the Department of Education in Moscow to considerably open themselves to society. This way, everyone, from students to parents, can enhance their abilities. In that context, Moscow's education system embraces the principle of openness and transparency, which is written into Russia's federal law on education and leads the way in educational development. Across the city, schools found and actively develop useful information resources and online services. These offer various pieces of information ranging from local events and projects to additional educational resources. Every school in the capital has its own website, which was created using a template from an information portal. Many of these websites are listed as some of the best school websites in Russia. They allow schools to post information about their achievements as well as link themselves to social networks. With all of Moscow schools now on the web, the lives of parents have changed significantly. Where once parents had to attend meetings at the school, now regular meetings between parents and teachers can occur online. Parents can ask questions to any member of the staff, whether they are teacher or even the headmaster. Parents can now take a more active role in the running of their local schools. For instance, the specialist knowledge of parents, who might be lawyers or builders, can go toward creating new courses which can teach students important vocational and professional skills through workshops, competitions, and festivals. Some of Moscow schools are even opening their own TV studios. These help students develop their skills as reporters, hosts, editors, technicians, and photographers while they film, edit, create voice clips and programs about their school life. They can also prepare reports about important events in their daily life at school. What is more, many of the interviews, essays, documentaries, cartoons, and music clips created by pupils are also broadcast on internet TV channels such as Moscow Educational, which was founded in September 2015. By doing this, students can develop important lifelong skills such as creativity and the ability to communicate with others. We don't know yet how Moscow's educational system will change education across Russia. Schools are now on the web, TV studios are now educating young reporters of the future, and pupils can now post frank stories about their school life in blogs and on social networks. What is clear, however, is that the future of Moscow schools has never looked brighter.